In Jesus' mighty name. Can you come close to come close? The hour has come, the moment has come, where there will be a territorial avalanche, the release of the heavenly host. We are aligned with the orderlies. We come in the place in the spirit that is called Mahanaim, where the angelic host meets with the heavenly host. Listen to me. Everybody that found himself here this night is in for an encounter. It's in for an encounter. But Jesus says something in the book of John chapter 16, verse 12. He said, I have many things to tell you. There are boundaries to be communicated. But he said, you have the capacity to hear. He didn't say you can't hear. He said you can't hear. So the challenge of an average believer is not hearing. You have heard many things. Many things. Many of you can even say many of the things you have heard, but you have not noticed that your life is not a representation of how much you know. That is why we are here. The reason why we are here is that our life is not yet a representation of the things that we have heard, the things that we know. And men that are wise, it will become important in their hearts. It will become such a body that even your words, understanding cannot communicate it. In this realm, it will take only groanings in the spirit. It can take only groanings, because the work that needs to be done in your life and through your life, if you continue to pray the way you are praying, it might take, it will happen, but it will take 10 years. It will take 15 years, 20 years. There is no time. When Jesus came to the cross of his destiny, he said he knew that the time is about to die has arrived. He said he went to a certain place, he called his disciples. He said, watch with me for 1 hour. He said he was exceeding sorrowful unto death. Those that he plays is betting the destiny of a generation. The weight of the sin of the whole world has suddenly come on his shoulders. He has realized that the things that came as prophecy over his life, the day of the manifestation has come. Now to a man that has come to the door of giving birth and there is no energy. You have come to the door of manifestation and there is no power. You have come to the day of when your generation shall see you appearing and you don't have what it takes. Now to that man. I just need to meet people that are feeling the drawn in the spirit. Why is my generation working? There is no time. There is no time. There is a nonsense in the spirit. It's good for men that we are lying. We align with the essence of the spirit. We align. You see, not if the spirit is in the race. You see, not if the Holy Ghost works for you. I align and I align. Just pray for 2 minutes. I align. Do something in my heart. Shift it. Not this simple place. I knew that you and my being. I knew. Let something happen. That was for me. I cannot continue like this. My destiny is bigger than this. The generation works for me. I can continue. My capacity is little. What I have is little. My strength is little. The manifestation is little. Satan is still bedeviling me. These are still holding me down. I need to bless me. I need to be strong. Wow.
Speaking about the things that God intends to do with his life. He came to a point. He met two of his brethren fighting. When he met the first of them, he was fighting with an Egyptian. He killed the Egyptian. At the second time, he saw two of his brethren fighting and he killed them. You see, the Bible said that he sustained a particular mindset. He said that this he did, supposing that they should know that he is the one that should deliver them. So he went in the energy of the flesh. Just because there is a prophecy on your life, on the territory, that has amounted to the manifestation, he doesn't know that there is much more requirement. In fact, the revelation of what God intends to do through your life, the revelation of the things that he intends that we become, is a call for priesthood. It's a call for priesthood. Because it is there that we generate the resources of faith to run. See, the universe runs on priesthood. It's not about the kingdom of God. It's about the universe. The whole of the universe is run on priesthood. So it so happens that even if you are born again and you have not cared to give yourself to the measure of priesthood that it takes to overcome the works of Satan, to bring you to the pedestal in the spirit where you will be able to execute the destinies that God has ordained for you, you will see the morning priesthood that is consistent in what they are doing. It will seem as if they are having the due day. It is because the universe grows on priesthood. The spirit priesthood that is being given attention. Wherever the altar is burning, that is where spirits converge. And for 40 years he was in the wilderness. He went. He had to. He went on the Pharaoh who wanted to kill him. And for 40 years he was in the wilderness. He had to be in the wilderness. Are you with me? Listen. When you try to execute your destiny without having what it takes, Satan will put you in the wilderness. Because it is there that you will realize your gross incompetence. It will not be obvious. It will not be obvious until you step into your destiny. And then you will see how ill-equipped you are. And the problem is not that you are ill-equipped. The problem is that whatever you are confronted, we leave a scar on you that will be a testimony of the fact that you try to live a destiny that you are not equipped to live. How much more will you give yourself to priesthood? When men appear, they begin to withdraw from the bank. The Bible spoke in the book of Revelation. It says that there is a collector in heaven, like a bank, where the prayers of the saints have been stored. And it can reach a certain extent, and then an angel will bring it before the throne room, the altar in heaven. And then, when he begins to offer it with incense on that altar, the Bible says that there are witnesses to the activities of the heavenly altar. What we see upon the face of the earth is a consequence of priesthood going on in the heavenly courts. You see, when incense is brought, prayers of the saints is brought. As soon as it's brought, some things happen. There is at least four witnesses of that heavenly altar. The Bible said there was thunder. Now, what happened in heaven? What we heard, what God heard was thunder. Have you not heard that there is an angel that spoke, and his voice was the voice of a thunder? What may hear is thunder. It's a heavenly language. That's not why I'm here. It's a heavenly language. The Bible said, what left heaven on the day of Pentecost was a sound like a mighty rushing wind.
A generation depends on it.
I will just read one verse, and then we make all this, and then we need to pray. Because of something very corrosive to happen. Some of the things that will not succeed in recovering. Acts of the 6, verse 4. Now, something is happening here. And maybe I should start from this one. And in those days, when the number of the disciples continued that was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Christians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples. Please, I have elders sitting with me. Pastor Tim, an elder in this land, as long as youth ministry or student ministry is concerned. He is the resident pastor of China from the International Churches in this area. So I'm sorry for making him the mistake. Forgiveness. And then my friend David, the last time we came here. I think it's God's plan that we will be here again. Can we fly now? There is no time. Have you not noticed there is no time? Some of you didn't notice. You didn't notice there is no time on this earth. Lockdown for 6 months of your life. You are not aware. You have not paid attention, but you lost 6 months that cannot be recovered again. Then strike. how many more is the stress take from your life? You can't recover it.
In case there is no investment that is made, I saw some people go through all that there was like all they were doing. Let them open school, let them open school. Because as far as those men are concerned, even their work with God is based upon the fact that they are holding positions in their school fellowship. So once you remove them from that thing they are doing in their school fellowship, their altar will go down. They don't know the way of fire. The Bible spoke in the book of Leviticus chapter 6. He said that this is the law of the burnt offering. It is the law of the burnt offering. Why? My sister, what made it the law of the burnt offering? He said it is the law of the burnt offering because of the fire that is burning there all night in the morning. The fire never goes out. In fact, the scripture said that if there is a lot of ashes there, you remove the ashes, add more. Make sure the fire doesn't go. An average believer, many of you sitting here, you don't know how to maintain a consistent offering. If you like, I will take some. I don't have time. If you are on today and off tomorrow, you are on today, you are off tomorrow. That is not how to administer this thing. See, I need to tell you that part of the major resources you need to execute your destiny is not in this material realm. In fact, the context and concept of faith is such that it is a capacity to interact with invisible realm. Are you with me? How many of you know what is faith? Define faith for me. Now, faith is a substance of whatever. The whole thing is that faith allows you to interact with the things that you have not touched, that is not tangible. Meanwhile, with faith, it becomes tangible. Are you with me? It is the invisible dimension. Meaning that if it is true and what you receive when you got born again, I'm assuming this is a believer's faith. But if you are not born again, oh my, this is a meeting for you. When you become born again, what you receive, the name in general was called faith. Is it not true? So we call it the faith that we have. It means if it is true that what you receive is faith, that means your functionality will have to be from the visible realm. Because faith is that faculty that we need to interact with the visible realm. If it is true that the plane of your interaction is the visible realm, then there is problem. It means that all the things you are trying to accumulate in the natural, planning to use it to run your destiny is insufficient. So anything you are able to get that you cannot place the substance and origin to the realm that is invisible, that thing will fail you tomorrow. As a matter of fact, each set and people, circumstances, like things happen, and many of us found out that we didn't even know Jesus. During the lockdown, we found out we didn't know Jesus. That thing we are doing, they say you are on fire. Only you and pornography knows that you are not on fire. Only you and masturbation knows you are not on fire. But people say you are on fire. It took lockdown to reveal that you don't know the way to fire. You don't know the principle. You don't know the principle of God. Talk more of maintaining consistency in it. I think we need to be humble again. That's why we need to teach you the word of the priest. Because there is an agenda that God wants to bring to pass in this our generation. There is a new policy direction from heaven. And that policy direction has implicated every man that has called upon the name of Jesus as his Savior in this generation. So God is releasing a measure of grace for men that have aligned to his purposes and counsel with the intention of using their vessel as conduits of establishment of the kingdom of God upon this terrestrial plane. If it is true, then you must send the word of priesthood. Because priesthood is the instrumentality through which we can bring to pass anything from the intangible realm to the tangible realm. I'm trying to tell you that the realm that supports your life is intangible. And the only way you can draw the things that is intangible and bring it to this place and make it visible is priesthood. Are you not seeing the problem? So as long as you don't give yourself to priesthood, those things will remain there. Some of the time, there is some of you even dream and you see yourself where you are preaching. You are preaching to a crowd. And then you wake up, you have not seen anything. Some of you even see yourself where you are healing this thing. In the same way, some of you, you can even wake up and say, you dress fine with your perfume and everything, and you're moving, everybody will be saying, hey, look at this fine young man, handsome young man, and all that. It's only you that know that in the night, that Chukubush, there is a demon. There is a demon called Chukubush. He comes in the night and he sleeps with you. And when he sleeps with you, you mess up yourself. You come in fellowship and pray. In the night, there is just the dusting that comes with you. The demon will just be dusting it as if it's nothing. Dusting it. When will you wake up and go? Be angry! Do you know there are people that is planning to run their water need of you? And it happened that he has brought you and you have realized your water need of you. And your capacity and sufficiency to fulfill even that which you know is what you are ordained to do. It is from there that you cry, help me, Jesus! As long as a man has not come to that point where he is crying for help, then he is excluded from the economy of grace. Are you with me? The Bible said, come ye boldly into the throne of grace, so that ye receive help in the time of what? Me. There is a frame that you will sustain, so that you become, once you cry for help, then grace will be administrated. So if you have not realized that you are such that is insufficient of need of help, then you will not approach for help. And if you don't approach for help, then there is no grace. You will notice that this will be happening in this generation. This will be happening. Did I shock you? Very soon, many of the certificates you have will not be useful. Have you not noticed how this world is going? When we had lockdown, many people went out of job. Many. Many offices shut down. Okay, this is medical people, so we always be needed. We always be needed. Is it not true? We always be needed. See, but I also noticed that they are now doing consultancy. Consultancy online. If it is true, then there is a problem. You know the problem. The people will be going for the best. So there is no time to allow you to grow. So the problem. Very soon you will find out that we need more than the school and the university. It took me time to find out. It took me time. Had it been I know, I told you know this is 2 years ago. Had it been I know what I know many years ago. We understand that university days, the men that succeed in this life, men that use their university days to lay load of resources it takes to run the state. I'm not saying go and become a man of God or a preacher. No. This life is spiritual. And if you will run it properly, you need spiritual resources. You can't pray 2 hours now. Is it when you marry my sister? And have 2 children, and you are working, and you have a husband to cook for whatever. That's when we are having that meeting. Anybody that comes to pray now that you're a student, I used to hear some people that they are students, they'll be saying, they say, hey, let them do this thing, I want to finish. Let them do this thing. But they have been holding me in this campus. This is my final year, I've stayed in final year for 2 years. But then take advantage of this period. When you finish, there is no time anywhere. Once you live here, it will be a realm of responsibility, and people, this kind of responsibility is the one you will be running without any help. This one, if worse comes to worse, you just call someone. And so this time now, people will be calling you. They will be telling you. And then so you will change your number. You will change because there is a place you are supposed to help. If you are not helping, you change your number because calls will be coming in. Go and ask people that finished university 7 years ago where they are. And then you know where to place your priorities. I have never seen a better place for a man to build capacity for destiny that is better than a campus. A campus.
I'm yet to say. But you will not know, you will not know, you will not realize it until you are in 300 or 400 years. That's when your eye will now open. And then you will be in the rest of time. And many of you, if I say this now, you will not like it. Many of you, because God is interested in your life and wants to show you mercy, you know how His mercy will be manifested in your life. One extra year or two.
You have this.
We have one extra year. You say, oh God, you will give our fast 40 days. When you finish fast 40 days, so that your result will be better, you know the word you will receive from God for that month. My grace is sufficient for you. That is the word you will receive. My grace is sufficient for you. It is not necessary. That extra year is not necessary. Do you know why? It is not necessary, but it has become necessary because you didn't take advantage of the years that you should have taken advantage of. So by the time you enter into the plane of accuracy and alignment in destiny, it is only remaining 1 year. And God needed to mold you into the first one. He needed to shape you. So He brought you back to campus. There is an outstanding education for you that needs a campus set for you. Now you can even come to, there are many of you, the reason why you can come here is because you are not at home. If you are at home, your mother will not allow you. Why not take advantage of it? It's the same with everybody. Some of us stay 2 years without going home. They even say they are bringing me wife. See, but I know what I was looking for. I was shaking out my destiny. This kind of prayer is not prayer to get things done or to maybe to pass exams. So even this kind of prayer is not even prayer to get admitted. I'm sorry. This is not the kind of prayer to get admitted. This is the kind of prayer to run destiny, run destiny. I have seen anointed men fail. I have seen anointed men operate under a curse. I have seen anointed men rise and set and make the mess of them. Even on campus, there are people those days on campus. We are not the rabbi. But God, in His mercy, can decide to hide some of those certain dimensions. And begin, when you pray like that, it begins to work on the terrible character that you have that will destroy your life. But you never know that that is the basis of what He wants to do through your life. Are you with me? Now, something is happening in the book of Acts. They came, and this is a gathering of believers, and they began to emphasize on not essentials. You know their problem in those days. Who ate food and who didn't eat food? Who they gave first? You don't know if it's serious. They gave this person first, they didn't give this first. Meanwhile, they did that. When they came, some people sat in the front seat, some people did like this. They used breakable plates to give some, they didn't use breakable. They gave it. That was the problem on those days. There are kingdoms to conquer. And what is bothering you is food. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. Any man that has not conquered food and sleep is not ready for destiny. Any man that has not conquered food and sleep is not ready. I'm not saying to the man of God, whether you are born again or not, every great man conquered food and sleep. Every great man in this life. Some of the greatest people you know, they don't sleep. 3 a.m. in the morning. And it's not because they are reading any book. It's because of the fact that why men slept, the owners of the people that actually run this world, why men sleep, they are awake. For some of you sleep now. It's only a time period that you sleep. And when it's about 4 or 5, you just take the watch and the day is very all the time. I don't say let me sleep one today. What is happening?
we will set alarm. And the alarm should ring by, hey, if I'm saying the religious level, you set alarm by two to pray. Huh? Have you done 90 Jesus? Huh? How do you wake up? You wake yourself up by alarm. How? By alarm. Huh? Have you not set alarm before? To wake by two. And then the TV. What's your alarm tone? Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na, 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 na. And then you praise the TV. In fact, you will close your eyes. Because your hand has been configured to know the direction of snooze. You can close your eyes like this and snooze it. And then before you know it, and in that heavy kind of sleep, 10 minutes will look like 30 seconds. Before you know what is happening, another 10 minutes. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Then after some time, the third time, the fourth time, you say, why is this thing disturbing my life? I can't die because of alarm. You now identify the other side and then press it. It will now go up. Say, by Jesus you woke me up. I know my God. He is alive. He will wake you. He will wake you by 7 a.m. in the morning. That's when he's going to wake you. And then there is another set of people. When you wake up, you can't stay near your bed. And it's a very big bed that is like this. Up to 12 inches. And then you like this. Keep your hand beside yourself. Today we are going to pray. You even use to support yourself. And as you are there, something you do like this, you like this, you want to see yourself. See, the Bible says we should give God the best of our strength. And this thing I'm doing like this, around the bed, this is not the best of my strength. God, I don't want to deceive myself. Let me just take 20 more minutes and then my body will be okay. How many of you has happened to you? Only for you to be able to, you are just taking 20 more minutes and 2 a.m. in the night, only for you to wake up by 5:30. You will be so angry with your life. Guess what? Tomorrow it will happen. Next tomorrow it will happen. Next to show you that it's something is trying to ruin your destiny. When will you wake up? Huh? There are some days I woke up to pray. Don't think I'm saying I'm Superman. There are some days I woke up to pray. My eye refused to open for 10 minutes. I stood up, I was stuck. I am one. Sometimes I will march on the ground. Watch my face. That's why sometimes if you need to pray, stop praying small, small all the time. You didn't. That's why you slept. That's why I'm giving you practical lessons. Sometimes wake up, shout! Because what you don't know is that there is a demon of slumber. Me, I'm now telling you from experience. Take it from me. This one now, from my book. I have done this prayer thing for years. I have done it for years. I have done everything for years. And I can tell you that there is something. I know there is the place of discipline and weakness. But more often than not, when God has called you to come into a place in Him where it will take a certain dimension of specific dimension of priesthood, like 92 fulfill, the demon of slumber will visit you. He will visit you and your eye will be so heavy. Once the time of encounter has passed, are you hearing what I'm saying? There is a time of encounter that God wants you to stay, to keep watch with Him. Once that time has passed, the sleep will go. Somebody was complaining to me. I called the person. I told him the secret is simple. Once it comes like that, and you know it's a direct approach to a covenant time you have with God, and you because to make sure you are effective, you stay by 9 a.m., 9 p.m., or even 10. Because if you want to be effective in night prayer, sleep at least 3 hours. If at all, 2 hours. Don't just wake up, you will be weak.
for that sleeping 4 hours, you wake up by 2. And then you are still stuck, and if this thing is so deep as if it does not,
it's a demon of slumber.
It is simple. What you need to do is, I command you, demon of slumber, in the name of Jesus. I have tried it many times. It works. Your destiny is at stake at that moment. Don't get it with 1 hour sleep. Don't get your destiny with 1 hour sleep. This is what they tell you, even with your books. You will never know what people gain by being awake in the night and reading their book until you have up to 3 to 4 carryovers. And then people sleep in the class. There were days they were telling you, just read 2 hours, it will be enough. Read 3 hours, it will be enough. But when you now have carryover, you will have to sleep in the class to make up for the years that you have lost for carelessness. So there were men in the book of Acts that after the Holy Ghost fell, they didn't know the structure, there is a structure, there is a mechanism that brought about the revival that took place at the upper room. What they saw was the root of God in their midst, and they thought that that is the law. They didn't know that there is something that caused what was happening. Are you with me? Can we say amen? Hey, Kathleen, fire with all this night. I'm seeing the water rising. Once I feel my wings in the spirit, then we are going to fly. Woe unto them that dwell in the low places of the earth. Not because I'm standing on this place, I'm not standing here. It is the physical realm that you are seeing. Huh? Yeah. There are heights in the spirit. And the authority of your execution is dependent on where you are standing in the spirit. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you from the scripture. When we get there, you will see that the effectiveness people gain on the field is dependent on where they are standing in the spirit. If you stand higher than the principality that is afflicting your life and operating in a territory, then you are free from there. You see, you can come in those days when we are in campus, there are hostels that have the spirit of immorality. But people are living there, those things are not affecting them. Do you know why? The same place that the spirit of immorality is holding almost everybody. People are living there, it's not affecting them. So, as long as you're standing there, it's bringing immorality in the territory. As long as you're standing there, you will be sustained by the power that is bigger than the spirit of immorality. The Bible said that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. It didn't say that the law of sin and death has stopped working. It means that he said that as long as you are operating the law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus, as long as it's there, then the law of the sin and death will have no impact on you. It's just like an aeroplane that just flew you up. It just conquers the law of gravity. Not because an aeroplane is in the air and the law of gravity has been conquered, does it mean that the law of gravity has gone forever? No, it means for that aeroplane, he has gained the nature, he has gained a power that is beyond normal, and then he was lifted beyond what everybody is suffering from. So, the people were being disturbed by many things that is not useful. And then in verse 4, that's where I'm going. In verse 4, Peter came and said, see, let's read it together. Peter came and said, but we will keep ourselves continually towards Acts chapter 6, verse 4. He said, but we will give ourselves continually. There is a difference between praying and giving yourself for prayer. The better word that we use for this is sentence. This is what Peter meant, Peter here. He said, but we are going to sentence ourselves for prayer. Now, this is the problem. The people that were having those issues operating by the force of humanity, we are men that did not understand how the move of God and the door of faithfulness was generated.
But in certain seasons, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and began to teach them the rudiments of priesthood. So after some season, the Holy Ghost moved in their midst, but they didn't know how it came about. Many of the people that joined them in this thing, calling for food, they were the people that got born again on the day that the Holy Ghost fell. They were among the 3,000. They don't show it because there is a move of God, but they didn't know how the move of God came about. And I need to tell you that the move of God dies not just because there are many things that we know, but because you stop doing what made it to come. You see, when you stop doing what caused the move to come, then that move will die. If a move came by prayer, then it has to be sustained by prayer. If it came, if whatever brought the move has to sustain it. If it came by dancing, like this, it has to be sustained by dancing. If a move came by dancing like this, and then you want to bring prayer to sustain it, it won't survive. Because it didn't come by prayer. And because it didn't come by prayer, it can't be sustained by prayer. But if it came by prayer and you are using this to sustain it, it will die. The reason it will die is that it didn't come by dancing. It came by what? Prayer. So this meant because they were not part of the men that were there when the structures that caused the move of God to come was instituted. They began to seek for many things that doesn't make for the sustenance of the move. And then Peter came and said, no, we can't continue like this. He said, let's allow them to behave like babes, like immature people. For we will give ourselves. We are sentenced to pray. We are not praying to get anything. Do you have prayer points? Huh? How many are there? 20. My brother has, I asked him, he said 20. He actually said he's many, meaning that he's more than 20. See, there are prayers you will get into. You know what I noticed? Your prayer points will reduce. The Bible said that God is able to work exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can work. Let me hear. Above all you can work. And or think. So there is a dimension that is beyond asking. And even beyond asking is even beyond thinking. What is that dimension? The man said, according to the power that is what? At work in you. That means the fundamental duty of a believer is power generation, certainly power generation. Everybody is automatically employed in EDC, spiritually EDC. Anyway, EDC is distribution. No, I'm talking of generation, power generation. Power generation company of Nigeria. Because if destiny will be wrong, then power needs to be generated. And this kind of power is not what just makes people to come up and grab. No, this one is what is needed to run your destiny. Look at what I'm saying. He said, above all you can ask. That means there are things that you didn't even ask for. But you need it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No. There are many things you need that is not even included in your prayer point, but you are not aware. Are you not seeing where I'm going? Are you telling me there are not things that God did for you that is not part of your prayer for you? How many of you didn't pray for something, it happened for you? Something clear, you didn't pray for it, it happened for you. You see? So there are things beyond your access. And do you get it done? Then there are things beyond your thinking that still needs to be done. You have never thought of it. But when it happens, you will suddenly realize that this is something that is fundamental to the execution of your destiny, even living upon the face of the earth. You see, so this is what happens. When men go to the place of prayer, we can intend to just generate. So when the dimension of the
dimension that is beyond acting needs power to be dealt with. You already have power generated. Remember that scripture says, according to the power that is at work. That means there is potential power and there is expendable power. When you have generated the expendable dimension of the power of God, then it will be stored and will be waiting for the door of release. In case there are things in your life that you have never thought about, God will begin to minister to them. There are things that God saved many of us from accident, saved us from many things. But sometimes you will sleep and see yourself doing warfare and you will win. How many of you have seen it? Before you sleep, you never even. It's possible that you didn't even pray that night. Or you didn't pray anything concerning warfare or whatever. That's not your business. But that day you won. That means that you have reserved to run destiny. So a season came and a generation came. A generation of men that did not know how Pentecost came about. And because they didn't know how Pentecost came about, they were filling their stomach with food and filling their night with sleep. And then Satan came and connected the generation. A generation is coming that doesn't know God. They don't know God. They don't know how a man is to fix his destiny. Many of them carry Bible and say Jesus, but God is far from their heart. They are doing many things and saying they are doing it for God, but God is never in it. Because before God, they have seen. If God is in something, He is not just telling you to do something, He will tell you how to do it. It is not just enough that you will do the will of God, you will do the will of God God's way. Are you with me? And God's way of executing His will and purposes is. Stop telling me, priesthood. I didn't hear you. Stop telling me, priesthood. So God can come and tell you that I need you to do this thing and you will be doing many things in your power, doing everything possible except to give yourself to prayer. To prayer, to fasting, to prayer. And sometimes when I come and ask people, tell people about prayer, they will think it's about being superman. How many hours do you pray daily? One of them. And you are consistent. Let me pray for you that God will impart you with the spirit of consistency. See, what I found out about this thing sometimes it's not about how long, it's about how consistent. If you can rise up every day in the night and pray for 1 hour, then you will see the dimension of God you have never seen before. But sometimes we think it's about the stretch. How many of you can wake up in the night and one of those nights you just pray 6 hours. And then the next time you will do that 6 hours will be next month. That's why you are like this now. The man that is doing 1 hour every night and never fails is more powerful than this. Satan is afraid of consistent men. Are you with me? You will be saying amen. If you are in need of consistency in your heart, consistency. The day you decide to fast by 6 a.m. in the morning, the kind of hunger that will hold you, the kind of hunger, it will make you to be staggered. But yesterday, you didn't plan to fast and you didn't feel like eating till 2 p.m. But tomorrow you say, I'm going to fast. That's when hunger. And it has not occurred to you that something is wrong. Let me pray for you. Lift up your hands wherever you are. I pray that God will bless you with the spirit of consistency. I'm not hearing your amen. I'm not hearing your amen. I'm not hearing your amen. I pray that God will bless you with the spirit of consistency in the name of Jesus. All this off today, you are down tomorrow. That's not how you are going to get anything done. That's not how you are going to get anything done. Anywhere, any time, consistency is the key to effectiveness, is the key to power, is the key to attract the things that you need to execute your destiny. Peter came and said, we'll give ourselves to prayer. You see, an average believer doesn't know the power of prayer. If I ask you now, do you know the power of prayer? You will say yes. You know the power of prayer. And the
okay, I will ask you whether you know the power of prayer, and I know you will say yes. And then I will ask you, how do you know? And I know what we answer to. So do you know the power of prayer? Yeah. Give us an example of how you know. In your life, we all know prayer changes things, but in your life, how did you come to know that prayer changes things or is power? What happened? What event? What example? This man is still speaking in parable. What I want is this. One day, you need 10,000, and then you prayed, and then your money came. Is it not prayer that got it all? So if I ask you, what is the power of prayer? That is a proof of the power of prayer. Wrong. See, an average believer doesn't know the power of prayer. Before you really know the power of prayer, you have to pray prayer for long. I mean, pray prayer without having prayer for. Just pray for long. For long. You will see prayer travel from time to regions beyond time and begin to address things that you don't know about. Prayer. You don't know the power of prayer can change the spiritual topography of the whole of Atlee. That is why Satan can allow this campus to do everything but pray. Prayer can make God decide to include this campus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I hope you know it's not all campuses that can host a certain dimension of the will of God. I don't want to go there. There are some campuses we know. The God is moving. They are not part of the places of God. Yes. It took me time to find out that God has the designated places of encounters. In fact, he will tell Moses, this is where I'm going to meet you. How many of you have read the Bible? He will tell Moses, come and stay here. Bring, this is where I'm going to meet you. I thought we can meet God anywhere. But God will come and tell you, this is where I want to meet you. I have noticed that many people that born for God, if you go born again before you enter campus, one of the things you will notice is that God will be insistent on the university you went to. How many of you happened to you? It happened to me. God will be insistent. Many of you didn't even know. You don't know it's God that advocated. I have one of my sisters. She took time. She was going. She got 2.7, 2.6. She was going to all the universities. She never got admission. Finally, she got tired. She just got 220 something in town. And just put you in and got admission. That is the only school she doesn't want to go to. And that is the only one she got admission. Meanwhile, her score is higher everywhere. That is to show you that there is a component part of the execution of your destiny that is territory specific. So if you don't find yourself within a lane at that point in time, before we move, and you will not be included in that one. I believe that God wants to do something in this campus. I can feel it. That is why priesthood has become high on God's agenda. Because if it is true that thing he wants to do, he will do it. And please, look at that. Raise your right hand wherever you are. Tell God, use me. Whatever you want to do, just use me. I may not understand everything, but I come from the sincerity of my heart. You are not praying. You are not praying. This is how God touches men. He will begin to navigate many things. Bring you towards relationships, encounters, meetings, things that will bring you to the places in destiny and in God that you never know existed. Can you pray just 2 minutes? Shusamante, Ibaria Katakambre, Shumrante Kapataria, Katakambre, Watakapian Kakaparatapakatua, Shatapantakapa. Abrento Kopataria, Deboria Satamante, Mantua, Katakapia Katakua.
From the depth of our heart we cry. Prayer speaks to hunger. A desire to have God and God only. A desire to be a person. A conduit of His excellency in my generation. I cry. Day and night I cry. As David said, my tears have become my meat. Oh my God. Hayakamantel. Sidiante kaparata kapara. My altar is calling you. Hunger. My altar is calling you. Hunger. Somebody pray. My secret place. I bring my heart, I bring my hunger. Don't pass me by. I come to the place. Place of encounter, a place where I will not pacify your thoughts. My secret place, call it, my hunger, call it, my body, call it, my altar, call it. If your voice in the heavenlies is not your vocal calls, your voice in the heavenlies is your altar. Let your altar cry out for the next 3 minutes. This is an opportunity. This is a window. Somebody come up. My secret place. My altar is calling you. Oh God, my secret place is calling you. Oh God, sister, pray. My altar is calling you. Oh God, my altar is calling you. Oh God, my altar is calling you. Oh God, my secret place is calling you. Oh God, my altar is calling you. Oh God, I will not leave you. I will not let you go. I will not. I am coming up high. My own God. My own God. My own God. My altar is calling you. Somebody pray.
My altar
is calling.
The Bible said that the deep collect unto the deep, and the noise of the waters pass. Let the deep come. My altar
is calling.
Cry out, cry out. We will see your tears. We will see your cry. And he will not pass you by. The Bible said that God is no respecter of any man. For everyone that calleth upon him, he will answer. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter whether you are male or female, young or old. Whether you are in 100 level of final year, whether you have 2 months or you have 4 years, God will respond. If your hunger will cry out, cry out, cry out.
Let the fire.
Let the light fall down. Let the fire. Let the fire. Let the fire down. Oh my God.
Wait, you know that you're speaking.
and I want to collect this. What
would says that your name is written in heaven. I don't know where we are going. What I'm after now is that when these people went on the queue to do business, they are on the queue. Jesus was doing business. Jesus is doing business in heavenly places. They are doing business on the queue. Are you getting the point now? So the secret to consistency and result, irrespective of the territory and irrespective of the assignment and person, is your capacity to understand that there is a controlling territory and realm that is in the spirit, of which lack of success in our engagement in that realm will affect our results on ground. So Jesus went to the high place and fought. He fought so much that the scripture said that I beheld Satan fall like lightning. And on the day that Satan fell, every disciple that went on the field had a result on that day. I tell you that what the campus needs is to gather and give themselves to preschool, and then God will enter every fellowship and walk and whisper. And the people will be walking in your midst. People will be praying everywhere in this campus, and they will think it's because they suddenly like Jesus. No, what is happening is beyond your capacity. When God begins to move on territorial basis, and the principality that has launched itself superimposing upon the heart of people, there is a heavy spirit of religion that is hanging over this territory. How many of you? I know you have not prayed enough, but if you don't pray, how will you know? So once that spirit is dislodged, then you will see men seeking God because of God. They are not seeking God because they love God. They are not seeking God because I am from here, I am from here. But they are interested in the days of God to come upon the campus. The same thing in this place, the same thing in this place. Everywhere people are praying, everywhere seeking God. It is because something has been dislodged. And the same result is being gotten everywhere that you are here. It is a proof of those days that there is a war that is fought in the heavens. A heavenly war took place. And on that day, the testimony that we have was the testimony that Jesus had. Besides, Satan fall, of the Satan has fallen. Everything we are doing on the field will be consistent. We will have results here today, and then tomorrow we won't have anything. It is because we are not fed about the heavenly wars. It is there that power dwells. Men that have success there will come on the ground, and you see that all these small demons, nothing is there. When we are able to get success in that realm, you will see people walk in power here. Average people, those young boys, after 2 years, God will begin to use them in a mighty way. God will begin to use them in a mighty way, because something has begun to happen. Something has begun to break forth. Something has begun to happen in the territory. An avalanche from heaven. An avalanche has come. Siante Kobia Kaya. Manta kapaha, siya teko prente kapata liya pena kwa, samahambre, siya kapata liya, manta kwa ta kapata kai, liyambe te kapata kapata liya sata. See, I've started feeling my way. Hai, hai, hela. Hiya, hey, hey, hiya, hey, hiya, hey, hey, thank you.
I pray to some point that I knew that the purposes that is in the heart of God cannot be accomplished until a new path of help is being sent from heaven. It is not possible that we will retain the capacity to execute the plans that is in the heart of God. I came to the place in God where I realized there is a need for more. Yeah, we are doing well, but the demand of the territory, it is hard. The territory is a strong one. It needs weapons. Weapons strong enough to crack it. Because God is going to come here, and when he comes, he's going to grant them weapons. Some of you will grant you shots, hammers in the spirit, because you are going to crack hard things. I cried, I weep. Suddenly, one of those nights I appeared as you are praying like this. An angel suspended between heaven and earth. And he was carrying a pot of fire. And we asked him, "Why are you here? Oh, ye angel of the Lord." He said, "We came to break the pot of fire because they had a cry in heaven. And the cry that came from heaven is that we need now, that there is insufficiency of hand." God is looking for men to carry the weight of what he wants to do, but there is insufficiency. So there is a call for God to raise more men. The purpose of the port and the demand of heaven is that more priests will arise. It is a realm where garments are released from heaven. I need you to call in the next 10 minutes. Ask God to find me. The spirit of prayer will be sent here in the next 5 minutes. Sound.
That's
not naked. Make sure you are clothed. That you will not be born naked. Make sure you are clothed. Be clothed. Be clothed. Ask God for clothing.
Stop.